Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Take a drive through rural Oklahoma, and you'll see a great thing happening. Young farmers and ranchers working alongside their contemporaries, preparing for a stronger tomorrow. These are Oklahoma's best and brightest, and our future depends on their success. Our young farmers and ranchers like to say, "You're next, are you ready?" To learn how you can support Oklahoma's next generation of farmers and ranchers, go to okfarmbureau.org.
Cattle producers, with a high price of stockers, why risk poor performance once they get on wheat pasture? Try Sweetlix Rumensin blocks today. These convenient blocks deliver Rumensin for growth promotion and high-quality nutrition all in one package. For pennies per head per day, stocker producers with the Rumensin Advantage can achieve 20 pounds or more per head of additional selling weight during a 100-day grazing period. Where else can you get that kind of return on investment? Stop in to see your nearest Sweetlix supplier today. Always read and follow label directions.
The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association has been holding several regional fall meetings out on ranches this fall, asking folks to come in to those meetings and talk about what's going on. Michael Kelsey, top hired hand for OCA, with us today. Michael, what are you hearing? What's the mood of ranchers as they gather?
It's really pretty good. Obviously, a little cautious because of the volatility of the cattle market. Again, although, you know, trend line cattle are still selling well, but they just have softened quite a bit, especially the bulls. I tell you what, fall bull market has really softened a bit, and it's kind of somewhat surprising. So we're picking up a little bit of that. But still, overall, it's really cool, Ron, because there's a lot of optimism in the beef industry, a lot of optimism regarding what we're doing, positioning ourselves, obviously, grain. Statewide, we're in a better shape than we've been in a long time, although there certainly are patches here and there. Mm-hmm. But still, just the concepts and the mood that we've seen at our fall gatherings has been very positive, which is really good.
Yeah, a year ago, we were at 65-66%, yeah, some form of drought. Now, 15-16%. That makes a lot of difference.
It makes a huge difference. To put it into perspective, a year ago when we were at fall gatherings, we had producers talking about, you know, if we don't get rain, the heifers that I had that I weaned this fall, obviously that this time last year, I'm going to have to sell. I'm not going to be able to keep them. We're not hearing that at all. Now, hay is abundant because we had such a great hay season this past year for the most part all over the state. So we're not hearing any of that. In fact, we're hearing, man, I'm looking forward to calving season next year. I'm looking forward to when these heifers come into production. And so completely different mood in that sense. And that makes a big difference, you bet.
And he says cattle producers are showing enthusiasm for getting a secondary state beef checkoff in place. Signatures being signed on a petition right now on that. And also talking about the need to pass State Question 777, right to farm. Earlier here in 2015, there had been an effort by folks that do not like GMOs to gather signatures on petitions that they had sent on to the White House asking for the Obama administration to look at the possibility of mandatory labeling for GMOs at the federal level. Well, the Food and Drug Administration has looked at those petitions, and they issued a statement yesterday rejecting those petitions regarding mandatory labeling of genetically enhanced food products. Bob Stallman, president of the American Farm Bureau, issued a statement after that decision by FDA announced yesterday. He calls it a victory for consumers and farmers alike. Mr. Stallman saying, "This administration has long been a champion for nutrition, and today's action recognizes how biotechnology is changing the way we grow food for the better." He adds that consumers have a right to know what's in their food, but that they should be given the facts, he says, facts grounded in science. You've got farm news on Ron.
Make tracks to the Tulsa Farm Show December 10th through 12th at the Tulsa Fairgrounds River Spirit Expo. All the latest for farm and ranch, along with cattle equipment demos and the Livestock Handling Skills Scholarship Finals. Don't miss Craig Cameron's horse training seminars and trick riding shows with Melissa Navarre and company. Test drive and enter to win a new Hustler mower and participate in the live auction to support scholarships for Oklahoma students. Show hours are 9 to 5, 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit TulsaFarmShow.com for details.
That's a check of our agricultural news. Have a great day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.